And joining me right now here on the phone line is the new head basketball coach at Eastern Florida State College. We announced the news on Monday. He's trying to move down here to Florida now. He's a very nice gentleman. His name is Thomas Gray. Thomas, how you doing today?
Mark, I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start with the obvious. How excited are you to become the new head basketball coach at Eastern Florida?
Man, I'm fired up. I can't put into words how excited I am. You know, obviously, Coach Shulman has done a tremendous job there. Back when I was a junior college coach, I obviously looked at the Eastern Florida program as a program that could be a contender to fight for a national championship every year. And obviously a large part of that is because of the job that Jeremy Shulman did. And then as I kind of transitioned into Division I, you know, going to Ole Miss and McNeese State and then Vanderbilt last, you know, I recruited guys from Eastern Florida just because of my relationship with Jeremy. And I was always just impressed with the place. I was impressed with the type of young men that were in the program. I was obviously impressed with the job that Jeremy was doing. And I knew something special, you know, had to be going on there. And so as I kind of peeled back the layers through the interview process, like I realized that man, I was right. And our administration is one of a kind, led by, you know, Jeff Carr. And so just absolutely fired up to get down there, anxious to get down there and get to work.
Tell us about, how did you learn you were going to become the coach? Was there a phone call, FaceTime? What happened exactly?
So yeah, I mean, I did an interview, I believe it was on a Wednesday. And I felt like it went really well. And you know, I'm a man of faith, Mark. And so I was just praying that if it was meant to be, you know, that God would work it out. And if it was his will, that it would become so. And I tell you, my prayer was answered pretty shortly. I got a phone call from Coach Carr, the athletic director, a few hours after, and said that the committee was going to recommend me. And so, man, I was excited. I was excited just to hear that from him, and to hear that they believed in me as much as I believe in Eastern Florida and the special place that it is.
All right, I know you have your family and you're trying to move down here. Who was the first person you called, though, after you knew you got the job?
So, obviously, my wife. You know, my wife, in this profession, you know, you've got to hit a home run. I always joke, you know, I've signed some really, really good players, some players that have, since playing for me in college, have made a lot of money playing basketball. But my biggest recruit was my wife, Ashley Gray. And so I, you know, she is a trooper. You know, we've been to two SEC schools. We've been down to Louisiana. I mean, we've been all over the place. We started at a small junior college in Mississippi. She has been my biggest fan every step of the way, biggest supporter, kind of probably the voice of reason a lot of times. And so I had to let her know that it worked out, and just for her to give me the thumbs up, to be honest.
That is awesome. Did you tell her, all right, you can burn your winter coat from Nashville, we're going to the beach? Did you tell her that?
Hey, so funny story. So we have a bunch of snow melt, you know, like a big boxes are full of snow melt to where we can, you know, thaw out our driveway here in Nashville. I said, I don't think we're going to be needing that anymore.
We're here with head basketball coach Thomas Gray, the new man in charge here at Eastern Florida. And yes, the 12th man to take over as head basketball coach there at Eastern Florida. All right, we'll go into the meeting here. To you, what is Thomas Gray basketball? Like, what do you want the Titans to become under your helm?
So I believe, you know, the first and foremost thing is I want our guys, our staff, I want, obviously, I pray that I, just in our players, to be men of character. I pray that we're not only guys that can play basketball at a high level, more importantly, we're guys that are in the community, on campus, that reflect, you know, our athletic department, that reflect our college, that reflect our families in a positive light. So that's kind of been my thing. This to me is a lot bigger than basketball. And I want our guys to truly understand that. to truly understand that, like, you know, on a given night, there may be a young kid watching them play that wants to be like them. And so how are they reflecting, you know, who they are? How are they reflecting our team? How are they reflecting our college, their families? You know, is that kid going to be looking at somebody wanting to be like somebody that's worth looking up to? And so first and foremost, I pray that we are a team of character, a team of young men that go out in the community and people, you know, meet and see, like, man, I want to be a fan of them just because of who they are. So that's first and foremost. And then I believe kind of the second and third thing is that I want to be a tough-minded team that competes every night regardless of who the opponent is. And I want you to see a team that, whether it's, you know, they're up by 20 or down by 20, they're going to play the exact same way and just as hard. Because I believe competitiveness is something that you've got to have in every area of life. That it's not just when things are going good. It's not just when things are, you know, at its worst that you got to kind of amp it up. I believe that we got to approach every day like that. And so tough-minded, competitive people. And I think, you know, if we have character, if we compete, and we're tough, I think we'll be all right.
Jeremy Shulman, he left the program. You know him. You talked about it at the start of the conversation. He's there at UT Martin. He won a lot of basketball games in Eastern Florida.
Yeah, he did.
Do you have that expectations? I got to keep this going where we're winning 20-plus games a season.
No doubt about it. I believe, I tell you this. When I say that I'm competitiveness is something that our guys need to have, I'm the most competitive person in the entire world. Like, if I'm playing cards with you, Mark, like, I'm going to beat you. And then I'm going to, if you're not bringing the same competitive juices that I'm bringing, I'm going to kind of poke at you a little bit until you do. Because I want to have fun and I want to compete. And obviously, I believe if we do the process well, because winning to me is this, is you did the process, you did the preparation, you led up to that game and you performed at a higher level than your opponent. And so I like winning for what it means. It means that we did something right. We're doing the stuff right, you know, leading up to the game. And so, yeah, I mean, our expectation is to completely, there's a standard there at Eastern Florida and we're going to live by that standard. We're going to keep that standard going. Shulman did a tremendous job and he set the bar really high, but we are going to compete every single day to live up and hopefully keep that standard moving forward.
We're here with the new head basketball coach at Eastern Florida, Thomas Gray, here on the Mark Mosey Show. Since you said, you know, you've coached JUCO, you've coached Division I assistant, you've been all over the place. You look at the current landscape of college basketball with transfer portal and name, image, and likeness. And what is happening right now? Because I don't know if anyone really has all the answers, but you have these different perspectives. What are your thoughts, coach?
Yeah, it's a little all over the place, and unfortunately, I've seen the good side of it, and I've seen the bad side of it, and I feel like a little bit we're losing sight of what it's there for in the first place. Now, trust me, I'm as big an advocate because I've had some kids that have come from some very, very tough situation in the past. Like, for those kids to benefit from their name, image, and likeness. For those kids, for all these collectives to support these young men and women as they play these sports, because they deserve it. They're pouring their lives into this sport. It is a job, especially in college. I mean, that you have to be concerned about it from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, and you don't have a social life. So I am as big a fan for kids, you know, benefiting from the NIL. As anybody, but I think sometimes we take a good thing and we just keep going and keep going and we don't stop. And then that good thing potentially can become a bad thing. I don't think if you ask any coach in America, like, where is this thing going? I don't think anybody could give you a really good answer with the transfer portal, with the NIL. I do think at some point somebody's going to have to kind of, you know, start putting some limitations. The only thing I don't like, because, you know, I talked about the competitiveness, I talked about the toughness. I believe we learn so many things in life going through adversity. I often say that athletics is life's greatest workshop. so you learn to deal with tough times. You learn to deal, you know, with others. You learn how to work as a team through playing, you know, a sport. And I think the one thing I don't necessarily like about where we're going is that when things get tough, you know, there's this easy button, this out button that we can push and we can just move on to the next program. I just, in my mind, because I see sport for what it is, and it's something that prepares us for life after, you know, athletics. I don't like that in that train of thought because, you know, as you know, Mark, in life, sometimes you can't press an out button. You can't press the easy way out button. You know, you've got to kind of look adversity in the eyes and you've got to face it. You know, we've all been there. And so I don't like that aspect of it. I wish there was something, you know, the one-time transfer rule, great, but this, you know, where you can just transfer every year. I'm not the biggest fan of that just for the lessons that it's maybe teaching the young kids.
Look, I'm happy we're having this conversation. I hope we have more conversations, by the way, moving forward. I can't have a college athlete where he plays for five schools. What? You got to put in some hard work. I say this all the time, Coach. When I graduated college, and this was a long time ago now, which is sad to say, I had one job offer in broadcasting. One. I got one. I had to go to a small town in Iowa. Looking back, I'm happy I went for it. And I know, especially with you, you probably had to take that first job as well. Do you know what I'm saying with this?
Yes, 100%. You know, I think my first job, so I was a GA, and I went and I actually got hired on as a Division I assistant, I think one of the youngest Division I assistants in the country. And you know, I just, like, the things that I had to do as a young assistant, you know, whether it was, you know, cleaning dorm rooms for kids moving in, whether it was, you know, working camp for a little to no money, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and then, you know, I left there and went to a junior college, and, you know, the things that you have to do at a junior college. I mean, like, you're the operations guy, the manager, the video coordinator, the assistant coach, the recruiting coordinator, you're all in one. And so you got to do all those jobs if, you know, and kind of to your point, like, you know, it's those tough times that make me appreciate the good times.
Very well said. When you have a student athlete at the JUCO level, I know they're going to come to you and be like, look, I want to win. I want to learn here, but I also want to jump to Division I. I want to get to that top level. How do you approach that when you talk to a student athlete?
Well, I think it's one of the most important things in junior college. It's actually one of my favorite things about junior college is that these, you know, young men and women are coming here, and in my case, young men coming to play basketball. You know, they're looking for that next opportunity. They're wanting to make the most out of the time they have at the junior college. You know, obviously that means winning. That means competing. That means being a part of a team, learning, growing, developing. But how is that going to translate into me getting the next opportunity? And to be honest, I that's the one thing I miss about junior college is just how kids would come in with a chip on their shoulder, right?
Yes.
You know, they, for whatever reason, they weren't recruited at the level, you know, that they thought they should be in Division I. Everybody wants to go to Division I. Well, for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, you didn't get the right offers or your academics, you know, you maybe messed around a little bit in high school academically. Are there some questions about this or that? Well, I like taking that, using that chip on their shoulder and saying, well, let's develop whatever they say that you're not good enough at. And because, you know what, people have told me I'm not good enough. Like in my past, like when I was growing up, like, you know, I had to fight for every, you know, playing opportunity I had. You know, for in college, I remember going in as a freshman, I was competing against a guy that was 23 years old for a starting spot. I was like, goodness gracious. Huh. But, you know, I love that. And I love taking those, you know, those young men that maybe say like, okay, and you know, and the thing that I sometimes see is that they start to listen what other people, you know, other people say. And so I love instilling belief. I love instilling, you know, that belief starts with me and our staff and like pouring into these young men and then just getting in the gym and working with them or getting in study hall and really allowing them to take the next steps academically, to where they have those opportunities. And then, you know, the good thing is about, you know, my journey, yes, it's been all over the place, but I've met a lot of people. And a lot of people, I'm a very transparent and honest person, and I think people value that. I think coaches value that. And so when they come and they ask about a young man in our program, they know I'm going to tell them exactly how it is. And so I just believe, you know, in that process of development, that process of growing, using that chip to kind of let it be a little fire inside of us that makes us go a little bit harder than maybe the next guy. And then using those relationships to create opportunities, that's at the end of the day when it's March, April, you know, and these guys are committing, going to the next step. That's one of the most satisfying parts of my job that I've experienced in the past 15 years is when those guys, where people told them no, where people told them they weren't good enough, they have, at the end of the day, 10, 15, in some cases, 20-plus Division I schools fighting over them. I've seen it, and it's amazing, and it makes me more proud as a coach. I've won championships in the past. I've been in the NCAA tournament. But those moments almost make me just as proud, if not more proud, watching those kids when they realize, you know what, I am good enough.
Very well said. We're here with the head basketball coach at Eastern Florida. He was named on Monday. His name is Thomas Gray. Let's end with learning about you, the lightning round. Let's do this real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
So originally born in Memphis, Tennessee, kind of like my coaching journey, moved all over the place. Ended up going to high school and graduating high school in Columbia, Mississippi. So Tennessee, Mississippi.
Have you ever lived in Florida before?
Never lived in Florida. This is going to be a first.
You're going to live by the beach. Are you ready for this?
I am for sure ready for the beach. And then my daughter is more so ready for the beach. She has told everybody that she's come into contact with in Nashville that she is headed to the beach.
That's awesome. That is. Did you play college basketball?
I did. I played at, it's now a Division II school, Mississippi College in Clinton, Mississippi, right outside of Jackson.
Who is your favorite basketball player growing up?
Oh, man. I'm going to throw one out there that you, I don't even know if you made, a guy named Darius Miles, Darius Miles was one of my, yeah, you should know him.
So Mr. Yeah. Basketball, he's from East St. Louis, and
yes.
He played for the Clippers out of high school, correct?
Yep. Yeah. So him and a guy named DeJuan Wagner are my two favorite. DeJuan Wagner, yeah, so I grew up a Memphis fan, and so DeJuan Wagner, it kind of came full circle this year. I coached against his son, DeJuan Wagner Jr., and I almost was like gonna ask him, you know, I worked with Coach Cal's son this year, and I was like, hey, man, do you think, like, you know, DeJuan Jr. could just, like, let me say what's up to DeJuan?
Did he? What happened?
Well, you know, the crazy thing was I was so disappointed is that Junior was hurt the game we played him at home. And so obviously his dad didn't come down to that game. And then the game there, I was so upset that we lost because I really felt good about it that I didn't even think about it after the game.
DeJuan Wagner was fantastic. And I know he got sick and then had to retire, right, with the Cavaliers?
Yes.
He,
the Cavaliers.
You could have teamed him with LeBron for 10 years if he was healthy. That's what I think about.
Unbelievable.
Who is your favorite NBA team?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, probably if I were to choose, like, I love the Heat. I love what they stand for. I love how, I mean, they take guys, undrafted guys. They have the greatest culture, I think, in the NBA. You know, I would say them.
That is the answer. I like it. Okay, so what is the game plan for you over the next couple of weeks to get down here and get ready to start coaching?
So, I mean, the main thing is obviously we've got to have a roster. And you know, if there's anything that I've done in 15 years of college coaching is recruiting. And so we, you know, I have three guys on staff already and we are just constantly working, you know, using our relationships to find the very best players. We have a great young core that's coming back, you know, but I know that we've got to have some pieces to come in and supplement in some areas. And so we are recruiting like crazy, you know, on the phones 24/7, you know, Zooms, all that good stuff. And so we're gonna keep doing that. We're obviously have to have a schedule as well. So recruiting and scheduling, the lifeblood of college basketball programs, are the two things that we're really hammering. But the you know, a lot of people say hire staff. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have worked with some really great people over the years. You know, I kind of really had an idea of the staff that I wanted to bring, so we got those guys on board quick. Very blessed to have them, and then we're hitting the ground running, recruiting and getting the schedule right.
I did not think you were going to say Darius Miles. I'm not going to lie to you. There's no way.
Hey, threw you a curveball. You thought I was going to say Michael Jordan, probably.
No. All right, I will say, you know, Michael Jordan, that's my guy. The one locally, and I got to meet him at an Orlando Magic game, and it blew my mind. I was all in on Quentin Richardson when he played.
He was my third.
All right, so I was.
Sounds like we like the same type of guy.
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school when he was, I think, a senior at Whitney Young. And then he played at DePaul, and I love that team to this day, right? And they should have made a deep playoff tournament. That team was awesome. And he went to the league. That's funny. He teamed with Darius Miles for a time there.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, we are getting up there in age. It's happening. Thomas Gray, new head basketball coach there at Eastern Florida. It's very nice to meet you. Good luck on the job, and I hope I can get you on again sometime.
Mark, thank you so much for having me, and just really look forward to getting down there and meeting everybody in the community. We are so excited.